Support for Food for Thought comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in two-sided mattresses from natural and organic ingredients. Some use wool, botanical latex, coil springs, and/or plant-based fibers. These mattresses have no additional ingredients nor chemicals. More at bedroomsandmore.com.
Does it really matter which fork you pick up? Can you use them on a pizza? And what does Stein mean when he says he and pats a hamburger? All that plus the weird fried egg compulsion are among the topics covered by KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson on today's Food for Thought.
Okay, Nance, so DeGroote and I are trying to decide whether to go into this restaurant, and circling above it, I see a group of buzzards. So I'm asking you, as a former restaurant critic, would this be a deal breaker?
Maybe they just smelled something from afar that smelled good to them, Stein.
I thought, well, we're all in search of the same thing, dead meat. It might be like all the truck drivers eat here, you know, that kind of thing. Went in, and I ordered one of those wretched excess burgers, about 6 inches high, and would dislocate your jaw. And I turned to DeGroote, and I said, I'm going to have to Aunt Pat this hamburger.
Aunt Pat?
I had two Aunt Pats. My favorite aunt, who looked just like Dennis the Menace's mother, and the other was the Aunt Pat who would eat a hamburger with a knife and fork.
And you held something against her for doing this? Only reason I ask is for a long time, I held eating a pizza with a knife and a fork against anyone who ever did that.
And rightly so. I never held it against her. I just thought, oh, well, that's Aunt Pat. She was just this very old school European lady who would eat a hamburger with a knife and fork.
Well, you know, that's funny you should mention it, because what I really wanted to talk to you about today is things that drive you nuts that other people do when they're eating. My Aunt Rose always uses her finger to mush it against the plate and lick it off her finger while you're watching. But we don't say anything because we love her.
You know, when the fork was first introduced back in the Middle Ages, Renaissance, whenever it was, many people said, we've been given perfectly good hands and fingers to eat with. These effete utensils will lead to the decline of civilization. So it could be your Aunt Rose is older than you think.
And the other thing about forks, I'm really particular about what kind of fork I use. So if I'm out and they give me a salad fork and a dinner fork, I don't like to eat with a salad fork. It's too small. And I know people might think I'm a rube, but I have a great preference for that large fork. I like the way it feels in my hand.
Does anybody really care about that stuff anymore?
I think that there are people who care about it.
Well, the one that used to really drive me crazy, my friend Bill Sears, who I knew in school, and at the cafeteria, he would get a salad and whatever the hot meal was. And he would always eat his salad first, and he was one of these deliberately slow eaters. And he would just slowly eat the salad in sloth time while the hot food was getting cold. And I would say, Sears, the salad will stay cold. The food won't stay hot. Why don't you just... And he would just kind of roll his eyes at me and go back to what he was doing. Just drove me nuts. I told DeGroote about this. And she said, well, what do you care how fast someone eats their dinner? And she was right.
Mac always talks about his childhood chum, Doc. He would have sunny-side-up eggs, and he would make sure that he didn't break that yolk. He'd eat the white all around the yolk, and at the very end, pop the yolk right into his mouth.
Ew. I don't know why. They just sound so creepy. So full disclosure here, Nance. Do you have any eating idiosyncrasies that might cause others to look at you in wild surmise?
Of course not. If you don't count the part where I eat way too fast and hork my food right down.
Hork? I never heard that one before. It just means to bolt your food down?
That's it, Stein.
You know, I do the same thing. I'm a really fast eater. I think I picked it up growing up in my family when I just wanted to get away from that dinner table as quick as I could. Eaters, what have you got to share? Let us know at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I'll be done in a minute.
Looks more like 30 seconds to me. Leeson.
He's Dick.
Please, don't chew your food while you're talking on the phone.
Stein.